We have received information directly from APEC that where they have talked about the poor condition of the Belgae premises and the cost of restoration and the increase in costs and associated with the demand, you know, from regulatory bodies and so on, and then the long-term difficulties with recruitment and retention of staff. So there's these elements that have probably caused them to look to the future in terms of how there's best that they might make provision for people in the area.
There has been speculation that the closure will be over a phased period of 2 years, but there also has been reports that the closure could be in a matter of months. You don't seem to think so.
Well, I don't know, but the only information that we have to date anyway is that as far as APEC is concerned, they've implied to us anyway that it's a two-year phased programme that they will actually have and dealing with the needs of the people that who will say are currently in care. But as I say, part and parcel of why it is that we have asked for this consultation with APEC themselves and to have that meeting in order to explore all aspects of this phased, we'll say, withdrawal of services in the Newton Stewart area and its implications in particular for the residents and their families, and two for staff that are currently employed in that within this provision.